The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Wherever you are on our planet.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah.
It's lovely to be here.
It really is lovely to be here.
You know the only time it's not lovely to be here?
When you're a complaint?
You betcha. You know, there are complaints, and then lots of times people start a transformational lifestyle or they start to live in a different way, and then they develop
high-class complaints, where they complain about those other people who complain.
So today, we highly recommend that you listen to this show with a sense of humor, particularly
yes.
a sense of humor about how the mind works, including your mind, and not take it personally, because otherwise you're likely to complain about yourself or complain about us or complain about something.
Or complain.
Why not?
And life really sucks when you're complaining.
Yes.
Not in a good way either.
That's right. There are better ways to suck than that.
That's right. We're in agreement.
We are.
TMI, TMI.
Well, let's talk how to get the most out of this show.
How to get the most out of this show and how to get the most out of your life is by listening.
Really listening to what another person is hearing without adding without adding your mental commentary to it.
Without agreeing, without disagreeing, without saying, oh, I already know this.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard it before. See if you can listen to hear as though what is being said is new. New information heard for the first time. If you do that, your life will gain a sense of newness and possibility that gets lost when you think you already know what's coming up.
It takes the mundane out of the mundane when you actually listen. When you go into a supermarket and the people in line are complaining about having to be there, and you're not automatically complaining about their complaints, but you can compassionately hear what another person has to say, your life becomes magical wherever you are.
It's only when you say no to what somebody else is saying that you get stuck with what they say. You know, this whole thing about listening. See, listening, if you truly listen to hear what another says, gets you into the current moment of your life. When that happens, a byproduct of getting there is that your life transforms. Your ability to experience living shifts so that what was mundane now is spectacular. That your life, each moment of it, is spectacular. You know, we were at our Pilates studio the other day. Now, the Pilates studio burnt down, and so the whole building that they were in burnt down, and so they had to go back to the one that they were at 3 years before, and we went there the other day, and they were complaining about being back in that same space. And I said something about but it's all new if you're here for it. And it's a new space, and this is a new moment, and your life can be new in this moment if you're here for it. But if you think, oh, I've heard this before, then you're not here for it.
You have moment-to-moment crossroads of possibility in your life. As Shia was talking about going to the Pilates studio, they have less equipment now because their equipment got destroyed. And there's one piece of equipment, the gyrotonic machine, that I particularly love, and they haven't replaced it yet. It's rather expensive. They didn't have one in their homes that they could move over, which is where most of the equipment has come from.
Because the stuff that was stuck in the fire is still stuck in the fire.
And so there were new machines there. And when faced with the new machines, I had that momentary split of possibility. One where I could complain that it was different or that it was not what I prefer, or one where I could step into this moment as it presents itself and try something new. And that's what's possible. There's a really big difference between change and transformation, and our minds are structured in change, and you're smart.
And change takes place over time, and transformation happens in an instant. It happens in the instant you get into real time, when you really get to where you are. See, most of the time we're spent thinking about the future or the past. If you listen to what people talk about, they talk about the past most of the time or the future, but they're never really in current time. Current time is where you are experiencing your life rather than thinking about your life and how to do it right.
When you're lost in your thoughts, you're lost in a modality of change where you're judging and evaluating, which includes complaints, where you are or how another person is. It includes comparison. You compare what is to what you would prefer. And then you strive to be a better you. It's very effortful. And there's a whole other possibility, hence the name of our show,
Being Here, where if you're being where you are, life unfolds effortlessly.
We have a.
That's right.
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
Let's effortlessly take him.
Justin.
You with us?
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. So good.
Good.
So very good.
What can we do for you?
So actually, something that I realized, and as you both know, I was in Costa Rica this past January, and when I came back, I had a lot of clarity. And really saw when I was falling into a complaint or when I was complaining or even when I was being around people who were complaining. And I was really good about not letting myself get pulled into it. I feel that as time goes on, I tend to fall into the trap of being pulled into other people's complaints. For example, I work in fitness and I teach group fitness classes and I love what I do. Like, in the moment when I'm teaching, I'm on cloud nine. I get super inspired by everybody. The energy is amazing, and it's great. However, I find myself when I talk to somebody, either if it's somebody that I work with, I sometimes talk about work in a negative way, in a complaining way. And it's funny because I catch myself saying it, and the way I'm saying it sounds like a complaint, as if I'm complaining about my job, which is weird because I love my job. So sometimes I'm not sure if I'm being pulled into somebody else's complaint and I'm just kind of rolling with it, or if it's something that I'm just not seeing in myself, or if I'm hiding this complaint in some way and it just happens to come out depending on who I'm talking to or what I'm talking about. Does that make
sense?
Well,
so Justin.
Yeah.
You live and work in a sea of complaint. Now, you were with us, as you said, in Costa Rica, and after that experience, your complaint seemed to dry up.
Right.
Now, but then, you see, if you were to walk through a smoke-filled bar, if there was still smoking in this country in bars, You'd walk out, your hair and clothes would smell like smoke, even if you didn't smoke.
Right.
So we live in a world where complaint is part of the language that's spoken. People don't just talk about the weather, they complain about the weather.
Right.
We were mentioning it on Monday night. There's also idioms or ways of common speech that initiate complaint that if you pay attention, you can see. For instance, if we're going to lead a Monday night and we're out to dinner and our dinner's taking a while and we want to make sure that we arrive on time, it would be rather normal or typical or normal speak to say, could you see where our order is, or do you think it will be much longer because
we have to go to work?
Notice in there, in the word
have to go, is a complaint that we have to. We love going to work.
So, by the way, if you're new to our show, Shai and I do finish each other's sentences. You've been treated to it. So just want to let you know that it's
roll
our style. So in a certain respect, just normal speak, and I'm not telling you that you should now manipulate your words to be, could you see where our order is? Because I get to go to work now. You know, that's a little strange. But to become aware of the also request around you
to join
in the complaint.
Now, here's the other thing. If you resist complaining, what's going to happen is you're going to complain.
Right.
You see, if you're trying not to anything. See, transformation is based in noticing what is. Change is based in setting goals for the future that your mind thinks will produce a better you.
And that includes standards of operation that are a better version of you as opposed to a lesser version of you. So the better you is the cleaned up version post-Costa Rica, and the lesser version of you is the one that's collapsing back into complaint again.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, you haven't really necessarily taken a look to see how you might invite complaint also as a way of socializing. So even
right,
at the beginning
yeah.
of this show, if you look at or listen to it again once it gets archived, when you came on and you're like, hi, how are you both? There, it was not just, hey, how are you? There's an invitation for us to come back with a complaint about something.
Oh, man, I have this pain in my back. You shouldn't know.
Oh, okay.
So we've also learned to socialize.
And the other thing is you work in a gym, you know, like you work in a fitness center and people are working out all the time and they're complaining about how much they hurt.
Or how much weight they have left to lose or how they look or don't look or...
Everybody's thinking about something better in the future, and you've been re-inculcated, re-involved in that culture, which is mostly people complaining. And if they complain about everything, you can see that, Justin.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I never thought of it as I never saw how I could possibly be inviting that either. That's actually very interesting.
Yeah, you invite it, it comes back, it goes back and forth. It's like a virus that passes back and forth.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of exciting. You know, if you see it and it's like, yeah, I see that. I mean, there are certain friends of mine that I have to be very attentive to what I initiate with him or her because...
They will try to get us to join them in complaints.
Right. Or I'll initiate a complaint fest on their side, and then I get to sit back and be superior in my mind, or I get to, as Shai say, be bombarded. And some of it, too, is because back when we first got together as, you know, longtime friends, we didn't know the possibility that we didn't have to complain. That life didn't have to be like that. What do you think about it?
Okay.
Good. Very good.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing too, Justin, you immersed yourself for a week in Costa Rica in an environment where people were listening to each other and where they were purposefully engaged. And so it's not surprising that your complaint level has crept back up. It's like going months without a shower. You're going to get grime.
It's like going to the gym and then not going to the gym. And you wonder why muscles are feeling flabby.
So, you know, of course, that's why people are listening to the show today. That's why people come to weekends, or they come to Mondays, or they read books of ours or other things that support them in being centered. So I just think, have some fun, would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Life is not a serious endeavor if you're here for it. It's only serious in your thoughts if you're trying to be a better version of yourself. You know, whatever that looks like.
Right, right. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, be kind to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling in today. Really a treat to be able to spend some time with you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love calling in. It's always so much fun. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Hey, we got to go to a break.
But we'll be back shortly.
So
come on back.
Yeah. And don't miss. We also speak in stereo.
Yeah, we do. Don't miss.
Being here.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
Thanks to everyone who came to Cambridge for the Art of Relating this past weekend.
That was great.
Excellent. Most excellent. Our next course that we're offering is in New York City. Happens to be one of our personal favorites, Creativity and Intuition.
That will be on July 29th, 30th, and 31st.
It's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. I don't know why, but summer always seems like the perfect time for
intuition.
Yeah.
Creativity.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
I mean, so many of our projects in all of our world have to do with our creative self and those intuitive hunches. And when you're in your own personal flow with that, boy, is that really fun. In fact, a friend of ours recently met a person on a train, and they were talking about transformation, and the fellow came to a Monday evening, and when he came back a week later, he mentioned that he was sleeping through the night for the first time in years, and he was considering coming to a weekend, and this gal ran into him on a subway train again. The number one train has never been so special. If you think about the likelihood, the odds in New York City. It's not great, but her day led her to
her
getting
intuitive on nature
to the same train car as this individual, and he joined us recently for a weekend, and it was really wonderful. So it's kind of fun when you unharness that part of you that isn't through what you already know or through your complaint system, and you unleash that part of
but
you.
But lives in your natural knowing, that part of you that's been around since the beginning of life on planet Earth.
So if you want to join us for that, please do. Just visit transformationmadeeasy.com. And by the way, the next Monday Night Alive will not be next Monday, but the following one on July 18th. And the next international conference call is August 9th. So, we have another caller, right?
Yes, we
do. Let's take her. Anina, where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm calling from Thun in Switzerland.
Thun.
Thun's in Switzerland.
Switzerland. Lovely.
You sound like you're Swiss.
Yes, it's lovely. I sound like?
You're Swiss.
Yes, I am. I am indeed.
Excellent.
Welcome. I love your accent.
Me too. Welcome to the show, Nina. What can we do for you?
Thank you. I think my question has been answered by what you talked to or said to just me before, but I wanted to ask it for so long, so I ask it anyway.
Okay.
Please.
If there is like a general complaint or agreement that something in the world is not going right, or a challenge is around, like for instance a lot of refugees coming our way, how do I deal with that without not to buy into the complaint and not to come over as ignorant or hard-hearted.
So are you, let me just get clear about your question. Are you saying that the people around you are complaining about the influx of refugees?
From Syria or wherever?
Or are you saying the refugees are coming with complaints about where they've been?
No, the people around me are complaining about the influx of refugees.
Okay. Now, here's the thing, Anina. If it wasn't the influx of refugees, it would be something else. Because the people around you complain. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
They complain about everything.
Yes.
There's a really wonderful song. It's been sung by many people over the years, but the version that's coming to mind right now is Louis Armstrong, where he says, I see friends
shaking hands saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is,
I love you.
That's right.
And so I really see that people use things as a device to connect with other people.
And if the only thing they know as a way of connecting is by complaining about something, then there's really nothing wrong with it. I mean, it may rob you of the amazing phenomena called your life in current time, but it's a perfectly viable use of this moment, because you can't do your life wrong. And if you're complaining, that's what you're doing in that moment.
The other thing is, so many people are lost in their concerns for their own survival. It's hard for them to include other people, particularly people who are different. But one of the things that I know that Shai and I often do, it happened not too long ago when we were in a little restaurant, and the woman who was serving us had complaints, and we listened to her intently. And then I looked at her and I saw she was actually quite a beauty and that she was wearing these really nice earrings. And so I was like, wow, I love your earrings. Totally changed the subject. She felt her ears to see which one, where they, she got them. And then she told us the story of how she got them and how many years she had them. And it brought her attention to another subject, and we had a totally different viable way to connect. And yeah. I didn't have to judge her first or avoid what she was saying first in order to direct the conversation to something that I enjoyed talking about. And what was neat was we came back a couple of days later, and she was not our server. We had a different gal serving us. And about halfway through our dinner, she came up and said, I just didn't want you to think that I didn't notice you were here, and I wanted to make sure and say hi. And I was like, oh, you're wearing another really great pair of earrings today. And it was a very fun connection, one that was notable to her.
Yeah. But that sounds so good, and this opens up so much possibility.
Well,
yeah,
you
this completely answers my question. Yeah.
You know, Anina, if you get interested in what people are saying, not so much the content to see whether you agree or disagree with it, but listen to hear what they have to say, they feel heard. And that makes a huge difference in people's lives. Just knowing that somebody's listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing, Anina, is people always trying so hard to look good, and I had so much fun with you about a month ago at a wedding of a friend of ours in London, and they, at the sit-down dinner, had these roving different colored lights, and I happened to snap a selfie of you and I when the green version was on us, and we both looked like the Wicked Witch of the West, and it was very fun to sit with you and say, oh, look at us, we're wicked, you know? I could either complain, oh, God, look at us, we're green. I took it when it was green. I'm a crummy picture taker. Or I could have fun with what is. And we all have a moment-to-moment choice.
Well, you know, that's what the choice is in life. Life does not show up any differently than it does. And if you complain about it like it should be different, then you lose the opportunity of being alive in that moment, in your experience of being alive.
Which, by the way, is really the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist, you strengthen or
it
you
persists.
Compound.
It grows stronger. It dominates your life.
So if you resist either your complaints or somebody else's, you just get more complaints. Remember the old Star Trek? There, I don't know if you ever saw Star Trek.
Of course, Anina,
but it was a show it was a early science fiction show long before Star Wars in the United States, and there was one episode called "The Trouble with Tribbles," and it was like this little puffy, fluffy thing that kept replicating itself until it fell out of all the closets and it was all over the place and it was practically suffocating everybody. And that's what complaints are like. You resist them and you just start replicating them over and over. That's the first principle. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are. So if you find yourself in a complaint mood,
that's all you could be doing in that moment.
And certainly anybody you meet who's complaining, that's the only way they can be. Because it's like a snapshot in time. In this moment, things can only be as they are.
And the third principle is if you allow what's happening in the current moment to be exactly as it is without complaining about it, without resisting it, without trying to get rid of it or change it, it completes itself in the instant you see it. So life can be a ongoing experience that keeps a beginning, middle, and end very rapidly. So a lot of people's lives are a beginning and a middle. That's it.
No end.
No end.
No completion.
They complain about what is and they get stuck there.
But, you know, really, and we said in the description of this episode, it's so wonderful if you could have a sense of humor about your complaining nature, because it's something that we all inherited. We can't really blame it on our parents. It's just part of culture.
Because they got it from their parents, and their parents got it from their parents, and it goes all the way back in time. Nobody's at fault.
And lest we set our next caller up for complaining, we probably should take her soon. So unless you have another question, we'll let you go.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Lovely.
Thank
you.
Yeah, Anina, thank you so much for calling in and lending your voice to the show. Very sweet.
It's really my pleasure, my honor.
Awesome.
Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. We have Tanya. Hey, Tanya, where are you calling in from?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling from Oxford in England.
Oxford in England. Excellent.
Oh, yes. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. It's really nice to be calling in.
Excellent. Excellent. What can we do for you?
I have a question. It relates to, I started a new job in February, which is in quite a large office in London, which I haven't been working in that kind of environment for the last 4 or 5 years. And it was funny when I saw the topic of the show, I had the realization that, oh my goodness, I have been very much complaining about the complaints that I hear in the office. And also, it's been sending me back to thinking about the last time I worked in a big office, and how I got very caught up in that and complaining about the kind of senior management level and railing against things. I just feel I can see it putting me in my own complaints in a space that's not, I'm not enjoying very much.
You know, it's interesting. It sounds as if you are in a position right now where you have the opportunity, should you so choose, to be a community leader, where you can either follow the complaints or you can set a way of being for yourself that provides a new possibility for people.
When you were talking, I thought of the first principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you resist, in this case complaints, can only get stronger, can only persist, can only dominate your experience if you resist it. If you actually hear people's complaints rather than agreeing with them or disagreeing with them or thinking they should be talking about something else, but realize that in that moment, that's the only possibility they have, then those complaints can complete themselves.
You know, we need to take a break. Can you come back with us after the break? We definitely have more to talk to you about complaints in your workplace and how you're going about it.
Yes, I'd love to.
Lovely. We'll be back with Tanya shortly.
So, come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We'd like to start this segment by thanking our listeners. We have, in particular today, to thank the listeners in Spain.
In China.
And Brazil.
And Colombia.
We love our global community. So thank you for being a part of it. Speaking of global, we will be back across the pond to Hamburg, Germany in the fall. We're doing two courses there. One's on a Thursday. It's the Freedom to Breathe on October 6th. And then we're doing a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday course called A Life Full of Joy, Every Moment Counts. So if you want to know more about those courses or if you'd like to register, you can find that on transformationmadeeasy.com. Also, just a reminder, Practical Enlightenment, our latest book, is out in English, Spanish, and German, and it's really, really quite wonderful in supporting you in staying centered rather than falling into those old patterns of complaint.
And it recently won the New York Book Festival Best Book in the area of spirituality.
So, and we won the Northwest Book Festival. So coast to coast, it's doing well in the United States and across the pond as well. So you still with us, Tanya?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Go
ahead.
I just wanted to say how supportive I've been finding your radio show. I listen to an episode now on a Monday when I commute into London and on Tuesday when I commute back. And I've just been finding it such a wonderful support.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that, for the feedback, you know?
Well, you know, the other thing too, Tanya, is that you've listened to enough episodes now and ones that have touched you. I'm sure you have some of your favorites, and that as people in your workplace don't find themselves feeling so well in themselves, you can offer it. And we do it all the time. I mean, when we last came back from the UK, we were telling the customs person stamping our
passports
about it, and they took a radio show card. It's like you have things to offer people, and of course some people will absolutely not be interested, but there are others who you could be a real lifeline for. But part of it, I see two things with it. One is it requires you noticing and letting go of your complaints against yourself.
Well, it also requires you to let go of the story of your life and the complaints about that and start listening to the people around you.
You know, the who am I to offer this? Where do I get off doing this?
You know, it's pretty easy when the day is going really well. But if anything goes wrong, then it's harder to let go of that and make a difference in other people's lives.
The other thing is I've noticed, and it gets stronger in large companies, in my experience, having consulted lots of different places, that people tend to complain as a way to avoid challenging products, work. And in your case, in the early months, it might have been also a way for you to step away from the learning curve.
Yeah.
And if you see it, go, oh, yeah, I got to a place on my computer where I didn't know how to finish this document, or an email I didn't know how to answer, or I didn't want to pick up that phone call, make that sales call, or whatever the thing we avoid, it's so much easier to turn and complain to somebody than to create that email or create that product or create that relationship with somebody. It's easy to divert the energy so you don't have to face the unknown.
Absolutely, and it has been quite challenging, challenging work that I'm being asked to do, and I do also have that feeling of, oh, I don't want to stand out.
But you know, when you stand out, you stand out as beautiful.
You know,
you stand out as talented, as capable. So I wouldn't worry about that very much if I were you.
You know, I really would want to go back and underline something Shia said to you, Tanya, about your story and how your story contains complaints about you. It's like, if not you standing out, who else? If you give yourself permission to stand out, to use your words, you give the people around you permission to stand out. And that's one of the things I've loved about movies with Sir Anthony Hopkins, for instance. The people who play across from him are brilliant.
And that's out of his allowing brilliance to happen around him, rather than suppress it and say, well, I can't be brilliant, I'm only me.
There's a really famous scene in a movie where Jack Nicholson has this line about, you can't handle the truth. And it's become very iconic for people who enjoy his movies. And a friend of ours was telling us, who's in the theatrical industry, about how he did that line over and over for the people who, while they were shooting reactions, and where normally stars don't do that. And they were like, Mr. Nicholson, you don't have to do that. We can just do the reaction. And he said, no, it's not for me. This is for them. I'm taking care of them. And it was a brilliant movie he was in. And I really see that if you give yourself permission to be brilliant and not hold back, Tanya, that is one of the best ways to take care of the people around you.
Wow. Thank you so much. I've not seen it like that at all. That's
the
lovely.
Other thing is, you're going for it at work rather than complaining about what you have to do, even if it's something you haven't done before. Do it as though it's your idea that you're doing it, not like it's been assigned to you. Do it like you want to, and it'll be effortless and easy. Do it as I have to, and it will be difficult.
Yeah. I can definitely see that.
Well, I know we have one more caller, but before we take her, you know, in the moments where you're feeling a little less than yourself, all you have to do is recognize that your friends know you better than your story of yourself. So rely on their opinion of you, because we all know you're pretty darn great.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for lending you today. I'm sure you made a big difference for a lot of people with your question.
We have another caller.
Let's take her.
Paisia.
Where are you calling in from?
Hello. I'm calling in from Sydney, Australia.
Sydney, Australia. Excellent.
Welcome.
Is it the middle of the night in Sydney, Australia?
It's near morning, 6 a.m.
Near morning. Excellent.
Well, welcome to the show.
Yes, we'll start your day off right.
What can we do for you?
The show's been excellent. To be honest, I can't remember what my question was when I first joined the call.
But I think that's good. That means you've been listening.
Well, you know, before you go further, I think that that is just such an excellent thing you just said, because you are describing what happens when you listen. You lose your story, you lose
your questions,
and it's all quite wonderful.
And they can come back. I mean, you know, like if your question comes back, that's fine. But you see, look, you're a different person than you were when this call started.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you now?
In this moment.
when I first saw the topic about high-class complaints, I think my first thought is like, great, I do that a lot. I mean, I meant great as in, oh, I love to talk about that topic because I do that a lot. I complain about other people complaining, and then later on I find that I then complain about different things a lot.
Yes.
So is there something wrong with that?
No.
No. You got to tell the truth now. Do you think complaining is good or bad?
It's bad.
Yes. It's bad, yes. And so you don't want to do that because you're a good person.
Uh-huh.
Well, thinking complaining is bad keeps you complaining.
You know, in fact, sometimes as people get on the toward looking at being here and living in the moment, living a transformational lifestyle, they'll manipulate themselves to keep their complaints to themselves. And sometimes there'll be something that they're caught with that they need to articulate to somebody in order to clear it up, clear it out, find out what's the truth in it. And so you can have the rule, don't complain, but sometimes if you're saying, hey, I can't see when you're standing in front of me in this concert, could you please sit down? Maybe that's a useful thing to say.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I so see where you're coming from, but I'm also finding I'm thinking a lot of what you're telling me. So, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we're just listening to you.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess I'm just saying that I am in my thinking mode, just thinking about what you're saying.
Right. Well, could you not be thinking about what we're saying when you're thinking about what we're saying?
No.
So that takes the pressure off.
Right.
See,
yes.
Paisia, it's all about relaxing into what's happening right now, not trying to get somewhere better. That's the problem with most of us. Most of us are so striving to get to what we think is a better us that we miss our own brilliance, our own greatness.
You know, the other thing, Pazia, is your mind is a machine. And so if it's complaining, you can either listen to that as if it's you, or you can notice it. Be kind of like, huh, this is where the slack job school of enlightenment comes really in. Good, where it's like, huh, look at that, I'm complaining.
See, you make complaining mean something about you.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, do good people complain about others?
No.
Of course not.
So
if you find yourself complaining, you make it mean something, like you've somehow failed or you haven't reached a state of enlightenment or spirituality. But you see, spirituality is how you are being in the current moment. It's how you listen in this moment. It's how you engage with your life in this moment. That's what's spiritual. Spirituality doesn't mean you go to a church or a synagogue or a temple. It means that you are there in your life in current time, experiencing it, not lost in your thoughts about what would be better.
You know, the other thing, and we only have about a minute left of the show, I just want to say you absolutely underestimate yourself. When you get lost in your thoughts, you're underestimating you. For instance, I know that you are investing in you. You're actually coming from Australia to New York for creativity and intuition. That's a bold move. That's an unreasonable move. It's
an enlivening move.
And so it's so easy to talk to ourselves about the diminishing part of our stories. Or you can recognize that
you are a great being.
And not simply because you're coming to participate in our stuff. I'm just using that as a metaphor.
For how you're going about your life.
And it's pretty admirable.
Yes.
Very impressive.
Hey, we have to go. Not that we want to, but the time has run out. So
thank you so much for calling in today.
And we want to thank all our listeners for listening in.
If you like the show, share it with your friends.
Right. You know, you put it on Facebook or Twitter or whatever.
Next week's show, by the way, is Integrity and the, quote, Little Things. So we'll be back next week, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.